Blog Talk Radio.
She was also in the Fifi video. As if that's not weird. Couldn't go out. We have to record for this.
Yeah.
Okay, showtime.
Babe, look at me. Okay, close the door. Okay. Oh, child. I felt that. What the fuck's good, everybody? What's good? Welcome to the greatest. Let me make sure everything is working out. Okay, so welcome. If you're new to this channel, my name is Armand. Welcome to the goddamn greatest show on YouTube. If you're a returning subscriber, well, then you know how this shit goes. Some shit might fuck up, it might break down, it might shut down, but we're still going to get through the show. So welcome. Everybody is welcome. Excuse me. Now, we do definitely have to get into some things. Now, I want to start by first saying this. I don't trust this situation with Offset's alleged mistress, number one. And then later on in the show, I just have a little bit of a kiki for you just to prove that Offset was, in fact, trying to have that threesome with Cuban Doll. Now, it's not a huge receipt, but it's in the detail of the receipt, okay? So let's first start with the girl. Okay, so hold on. Let me take this down first because y'all don't need that yet. So you see her right here. Now, I don't know her real name. She goes by Summer on Instagram, right? Now, she has been, she is the one who leaked the audio. Now, what's confusing about this, remember this audio right here? Hold on. Let me play you this audio. Okay, so that was the audio, and she was the one who was recording. Now, Remember yesterday on my last video, I was showing you this girl right here. I'm not really sure how she plays into the mix because this girl, the little Indian girl or Mexican girl, she went in on her Instagram today and basically said that everybody should stop attacking this girl, okay? And this girl was on her Instagram today crying, and she was writing stuff like this. Let me show you what she wrote. Okay, she wrote, "How do you wrap your mind around this? How do I leave this dark place? Pray for me, my friends and family at this moment. This is all a lot, but with strength I've already showed, I'm sure I will make it through. Good morning, a quick letter to the fans, followers, and social media outlets. During the last 48 hours, I haven't enjoyed the social media frenzy. Not only is it draining, but humbling. I will always be woman enough to admit when I'm wrong. And in this situation, I was. Seeing another woman in pain does not bring me any joy, nor do I think it's funny. I've always been for women supporting each other. But in this situation, not only myself, but others have failed. I separated myself from certain situations and people for a reason. This is not a letter for sympathy, but an acknowledgement to everyone whom has questions. Going into 2019, focused and dedicated to becoming a better me. Thank you all, Summer. I just want to be happy." Now, okay, so I've been trying to put this together because she's having this meltdown. She's crying. She's apologizing. She's begging for forgiveness. But this is very, very interesting. Okay, so this morning when she was on Instagram Live, and see, this is why I feel like she's getting paid. When she was on Instagram Live, she was ranting, and she was crying, right? Now, she got off Instagram Live. The video was still up, but you can't find footage of that anywhere. So she took the video down. The only footage that is of her crying is copywritten footage by TMZ. That's the only video footage you see of her crying. But she was in a whole ass restaurant today, and stupid me, I was like, "God damn, I should record this." I didn't record it. And she didn't keep the video up. So I don't know if she's getting paid by Cardi B and Offset or Nicki Minaj. Oop. But she might have got paid by TMZ. Now listen, and here's why I feel like, this girl is not just your average run-of-the-mill kind of chick. You know what I mean? She is not just your average girl. She's 20 years old, okay, and she's been around. She's a skeezer that gets out there, okay? Now, let me tell you why. You know, I was thinking Nicki. You know, like what, like, you know, people are thinking, "Well, why'd you say Nicki? What's going on?" It's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit to this story, okay? Now, I've reached out to a couple of the girls. Some of them, well, one of them is looking to be paid. So I had an interview, and one of them is looking to be paid. We don't pay for interviews here. So I don't think she's going to come on tonight. She might grace us with her presence. She might call in, but she wanted to be paid. So I'm like, okay, these girls are in it for some type of dollar. Now, that's number one. Now, watch this. Let me see. Let me show you this. This is just interesting. Do we know what music video this is? So this girl was in the Fifi music video. You know, the video with Nicki Minaj and Tekashi 6ix9ine? Well, yeah. She was one of the girls in the Fifi video. That's interesting, right? So it's kind of like, all right, so to me, it's like, girl, like, something is going on behind the scenes. And why is it people that are aligned anywhere with Nicki Minaj or even 6ix9ine at this point, they don't like Cardi B, they don't, but you know what I mean? It's some weird shit going on. Like, this is not an average girl. So I'm like, well, wait, who put you up to this and how much are they paying you? How did you get Offset's number? All right, shout out to the $4.99. We love a good donation here at the show. All money go back into the show. So shout out to you. Okay, so listen. I think that that's very, very interesting. Like, girl, you were in the Fifi video, so you obviously know Nicki Minaj. You obviously know Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know Cardi B. How did you get Offset's number? Where did you guys meet? Did Nicki give it to you? Like, you know, what happened? Like, did Nicki give you the number to call? Because she was like, Offset, it's the girl. It's the girl. Like, did you get set up and now are you feeling guilty? Did you say you were going to do something for a dollar amount? Or I kind of feel like she went along with something and then she reneged because she is young. She got scared. She's stupid. And so now she's on social media having a meltdown. But whatever paper she signed, she can't really disclose all the information. On top of the fact that that bitch is getting paid by TMZ. I feel like she's getting paid. So let me actually take this image down, because I think this is the more important one, the Fifi. So yeah, she was in Fifi. So I don't know. I just think that that's very, 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 very interesting. This hoe is in Fifi. Now all of a sudden she crying and she's scared. I think that she didn't want to commit. Now, digress off of her for a second. And let's talk about Offset. Okay, so y'all remember... Oh, shout out to Tammy Jackson. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, here's another thing that I think is really, 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 really interesting. So we're gonna get back to her. But here's the thing. I'm trying to figure out, was the threesome with Cuban Doll and her the same thing? And I don't think that it was. I think this is a separate incident. I think the Cuban Doll threesome was with this girl. Hold on. With the girl, with this Asian white Mexican girl. But now that's the girl that I reached out to. I talked to her today, but she said she wanted to be paid. So, and I told her, bitch, I'm not paying you, girl. It's not that serious for me to pay you. So I'm going to do the shit without you. Now, do you remember this receipt yesterday? I want to show you guys something. Hold on. I want you guys to see. Okay, so In white is the text messages. Hold on. I'm not even going to show you that. Hold on. I'm not going to show you that. Okay, so you see that where Offset says, Atlanta, I go to New Orleans tomorrow, right? Okay, so let me read the text message over. And let me bring this receipt up so y'all can really get into the team. And this is how I know that Offset really did want Cuban Doll. I want you and Cuban. Can you make that happen? The girl says yes. He says, tell her. She says, I'm with her now. Where you at? He said, Atlanta. I go to New Orleans, TMO. Tomorrow, I'll fly y'all out. Then today, after Cardi B announced, or last night when Cardi B announced that they were broken up, he posts this to his Instagram story, and I know this is not Photoshop because I screenshotted it. He says, dropping a new song tomorrow. Not too many niggas are that dumb, and not too many niggas write like that. It's not just no fucking coincidence that that shit was written like that. Or am I not making any sense? Do y'all see that? So, you know, I just want to make sure that we're making sense here. Hold on. So at the end of the day, I believe that that was definitely Offset because clearly, nigga, you typed it. You typed that. And that was you. Now, do I believe that this is going to last a long time? Is the breakup over? Yes. Now, the reason why I feel like this is not going to last, or that the breakup might be over, because I personally feel like, you know, maybe Cardi B wasn't as innocent as we all thought. But, you know, that's a story for another day. Okay. So, with that being said, I want to know what you guys think. Do you think that this new girl is getting paid? Because I don't trust her. I think that this hoe is getting paid because she's an industry hoe. She definitely is an industry hoe. We've already seen that she was in the Nicki Minaj video. The question is, who is paying her? Is TMZ paying her? Is Quality Control paying her? Is Nicki Minaj paying her? What's going on? I'm going to open up the lines. The number is 563-999-3658. I'm going to open up the lines and you guys let me know what you guys think. And the reason why I feel like she has to be getting paid, like I said before, she literally was on live earlier today, crying, making videos in a restaurant. Those videos, that footage is gone. The only footage you can get is the footage of her that TMZ has. How did TMZ get that footage? Where was that footage at? Where? Because that's not the same footage from this morning. Girl, re-recorded that shit for TMZ. I'm telling you, she re-recorded that shit for TMZ. But the question is, who is all in on this shit? Because then Cardi B drops a photo of her baby today. She's on Instagram seeming unbothered. So does she just want us out of her business? But at the same time, it's clear as hell that Offset is cheating on that hoe. It's clear as hell. Oh, my God. All right, you all. So let's see what the people are saying. 312-4739, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, thanks for another great show.
Hi, thank you. What's up? What you think?
Okay, so here's so first of all, free Cuban Doll. Everybody is going in on Cuban Doll. Cuban Doll has nothing to do with this, and that's what she's been saying. If you look at, like, the text message, and I agree with you, that is him on the text message for sure. But he was talking to the foreign girl, and he was like, I want you and her. And the foreign girl is like, oh, she's in another city or whatever. You know, we can't, you know, really, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't really make that happen because she's not going to be in town. So, like, if a dude comes at my friend trying to get to me and I never even met him, you know what I'm saying? I don't have anything to do with that.
Right.
So I think like Cuban Doll is catching all this heat.
Hold on. The girl is watching right now. The foreign girl. So I'm trying to get her to call.
The foreign girl needs to call in. We're not cutting no checks, but she can call in.
She wants to be paid.
Tell her.
I'm not paying her, but she can definitely call in.
Okay, tell the foreign girls to call in so she can clear Cuban Doll's name. Now, the Summer Bunny girl that you showed that was in the video, I believe she had everything to do with it. And Cardi's problem is not that Offset cheats. It's that he cheats the wrong way. He's dishonest with her because she likes girls herself. Cardi likes girls. But he's dishonest with her, and he messes with girls that she does not F with, or girls that are friends with girls that she doesn't F with. So that's the real problem.
I'm trying to get her. We're trying to get her to call in. Hold on. I'm trying to
call in, mommy. Say your piece or whatever, because I feel like she's throwing Cuban Doll under the bus, and she knows that Cuban Doll has nothing to do with this. Summer Bunny, on the other hand, she's admitted, you know what I'm saying? She's come clean. You know, I did this. I messed up. TMZ paid her to take the other video down, which is, you know, that's a normal practice. You're in the media. You know that that's what happens. They say, we want to have the only video out there, so take down everything else, and we'll pay you for this one video. But you know the game. You know that's how it is.
Yeah, but even if she did that, that means that girl had to go make another video and cry.
Yeah, you could tell that it was, like, staged. I mean, I believe she meant everything she was saying. But, yeah, she made the video for TMZ, and they cut her a check.
Absolutely. They cut her a check for that. So that's what I'm saying. And
yep.
So who is this girl? Because she's affiliated with Nicki Minaj and Tekashi somehow.
Not really. Like, video girls are usually hired by modeling agencies. It's not like Nicki went somewhere and picked her out, you know, for her video. It's an agency that they say, like, send us three girls or send us five girls or whatever, and they show up. You don't know who it's going to be. So it doesn't mean that she's tight with Nicki just because she was in the video.
Okay. So you don't feel like this has anything to do with Nicki Minaj?
Nah, man. She's not in everything. Come on now, y'all.
Well, we got to make it very, very clear. So, in all, do you feel like this relationship is going to last or no?
I think at the end of the day, once Cardi gets out of her feelings, he'll make it up to her and they'll be together. Her baby is cute, by the way. That is a pretty little baby.
Yes, it is. It's an adorable baby. All right, caller, we got to take some more calls. Thank you.
All right, bye, y'all.
Bye. That was good. Okay. 317-8512. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I just think that it's a lot of propaganda.
Okay.
I think it's some kind of ploy, but Offset, I mean, everybody's making a big deal out of the thing with Cardi, but talking about all his baby mamas and this and that, but he married her. And I just wish that Cardi will have the same energy that she had on Love & Hip Hop when she made the statement, if we're going to have beef, we're going to have beef forever.
Right.
We're going to stay married forever.
Wait a minute. So you think that she should publicly keep going through this humiliation because she said, I do?
My thing of it is, out of everybody that Offset's messed with, he married her. He went publicly and proposed to her with that big ring.
Okay, so what the hell does that mean?
But my thing of it is, out of all the baby mamas, he married her.
So, okay.
But you can hit him where it hurts, because eventually his feelings will get hurt. I would just let him go on and keep hanging himself. But I'm not going to leave, because if anything happens, I'm going to be entitled.
Okay, so what's the point of him hanging himself if you're never going to leave? And you're going to be entitled to what? Cardi B is more profitable than him.
Right, but as far as that baby's concerned, she'll get what's coming to her. But, I mean, Cardi B's a gangster. At the end of the day, she's a gangster girl. She's showing her little soft side. But she's really gangster. So if she give him that gangster and just show him that, okay, you do you and I'm going to do me, eventually he going to come around, because his feelings is going to get involved. Nobody has really shut him down.
Okay. And you feel like she should still be with him because he bought her a big ring and they're married?
Yes.
Okay.
He just don't give
no matter
that
who
easy.
He fucked, no matter who he fucked multiple times, she's going to court behind strippers that she has to check because he fucked them. You fucking rappers. You having threesomes with bitches. And it's just all over the internet, and that's okay, right? It's fine as long as the ring is there.
Right. I mean, he hung himself by getting married.
Okay.
Because that's a contract.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, you know,
I consider that a contract.
I agree. And you would have a right to your opinion. I think that that's absolutely fucking insane. I would never tell you to stay with somebody who is humiliating you publicly month after month. Over because you bought
but you know, but as it still says, we're on the outside looking in, so we really don't know what all really took place. This is just some girls saying that they had a three-way with Offset. No one really knows. We're just going off of hearsay.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I just feel like until she really gets real proof, like the real receipts, I'm not just going to give my husband away.
So you're just not going to give him away, you said?
No. You're going to be stuck with me forever, but you're going to have hell while you're with me.
Well, I heard the shit out of that.
My thing is, you got to fight fire with fire.
All right, caller. Thank you so much. We have to move on. Thank
you.
Whew. All right. Let's take another caller. 226-1214. You're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm from Canada. I love your show. Oh, my God. Thanks.
Shout out to Canada.
I have, three quick points. First, I just want to address, what the other caller just said. I feel like he only really married her because Cardi's different than his other baby mamas. She's a celebrity. She has, status, and she also helped his career. So it's not just love, you know?
You are 100% correct with that, because we didn't even remember before they got married, we were talking about Quavo was the Beyonce of the group. Cardi B definitely upped his status, for sure. He wasn't even claiming her before Bodak Yellow.
Yeah, he wasn't. They were, so low-key. And then, when she started popping, then he's like, oh, that's my girl, all that.
Yeah.
And another thing, I feel like there is a possibility that Nicki's, in the background. Because, even if you listen to Kim, she always says that, she's really calculating. She's smart. Like, she knows what she's doing. And, like, even that Jade girl who, like, had that court case against Cardi, like,
yeah,
all of a sudden she started dating Tekashi.
Right.
Not Tekashi. Yeah, like, why would,
no,
like, all of a sudden he's dating her and they have this thing, but before that, like, he didn't even know her.
No.
Like, but, and then, like, he also, like, let go of that, like, Fashion Nova deal, all because of Nikki, right? So, like, there is something going on there in the background.
These girls are picking sides. Let's be very clear. Just because you don't see a lot of rappers affiliating with Nikki, a lot of these models and these socialite girls and these video vixens and strippers, she is friends with a lot of them behind the scenes. And a lot of these girls are looking for clout. You know, that girl literally got paid. Both of these girls are looking for a check. The foreign girl, she wants a check. And this other girl, Offset's alleged mistress, is looking for a come up. Before you know it, in a few months, she'll be in the studio. Watch. She'll be in the fucking studio making music. Watch.
Yeah, isn't that what he said? He's like, oh, I can write Jade a song. Like, I can, like, write her a hook. And she'll be, like, hotter than Cardi and all this stuff. So,
right.
Like, that kind of, like, it's very calculating. It doesn't seem like it's all just a coincidence.
Uh-huh. And then what was your other point?
I'm trying to remember. I completely forgot. I think it had, yeah, I can't remember. I think I
okay,
I completely
well,
forgot,
you know yeah. what? Shout out to Canada. If you have, if you remember it, call us back. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, I just want to tell everybody, welcome, 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 welcome. And if you are new to this channel, listen, a lot of shit is going down. Okay, so let me give you a brief synopsis of where we're at right now. So personally, I feel as though that this woman right here is being paid off by somebody. I'm not sure if it's by Quality Control, Atlantic, Cardi, whoever. I don't think it would be them. I feel like media outlets are paying this girl to cry and rant and make an ass of herself on social media, because early this morning she had a video that she was doing apologizing and crying and going off. The video disappeared. You can't find the footage anywhere. The only footage you can see is from TMZ, which means the girl remade a video crying so that TMZ could post it exclusively, okay? And also, this girl was in the Fifi music video. I don't know what that has to do with it, but I feel like that's an interesting tidbit that we need to know. And Fifi was obviously the video with Tekashi 6ix9ine and Nicki Minaj. If you missed it, here's the photo of her in Fifi, okay? That's the photo of her in the Fifi music video, okay? Now, the other thing is, for those just joining us, Offset definitely, and I don't give a fuck if you believe this or not, but I believe that this is definitely proof that Offset wanted a threesome with the foreign woman and Cuban doll, because I'm just catching you people up that's late. You look at that text message, and if you look down where it says, where she asks him, where she tells Offset, I'm with her now. Where are you at? He says, I'm in Atlanta. I go to New Orleans tomorrow. I'll fly her out. Then he posted on his story the day after. Well, no, actually, no. He posted on his story last night or this morning, because I don't remember when I screenshotted it. But dropping a new song tomorrow. Ain't too many niggas that damn dumb to write that like that. Everybody don't spell tomorrow, T-O-M-O. It takes a special kind of dumbass to do some shit like that. So that definitely was him. Let's take another caller. 937-1570. You're live on the air.
What's up, Armand? I'm about to start calling you Inspector Fucking Gadget, because you digs deep and gets this tea, and I live, and that's why a bitch is subscribed, honey, okay?
Shout out to that.
So here's my thing. I'm going to address the comment that the caller before, the Canada caller, said. When she said, well, Cardi B is supposed to stick it out or whatever, and everybody keeps bringing up his baby moms. The reason why people are bringing up his baby mothers is because he has multiple baby mothers. So it's obvious that it is a pattern that when he gets bored with women, he will move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
It's an obvious pattern. If you have 3-4 baby mothers, that means when you're done fucking this one and you're done kicking it with this one, you're just going to go to the next one.
Right.
Because I'm done with this one. I done had my fun. I'm moving on. Mm. As far as the first caller said, she said, what did she say? She said that, oh, yeah, that these video girls are hired by a modeling agency. She is completely correct. However, to your point, Armand, I think it is just a very filthy fucking coincidence that
right.
girl was in the Fifi video. It's just
right.
It's a very bad
right.
coincidence. And then furthermore, because you also said that Offset was like, I don't know, I guess I would consider Offset the Kelly of the group, because Takeoff is obviously the Michelle. So
right.
So I feel like their marriage was a boost to both of their careers, because if I'm not mistaken, I think Cardi B is signed to the same label. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, she has the same management, but she signed to
okay,
a different label.
Okay, she has the same management. The fact that she even has the same management still pushes it, because it's like, we going to put y'all together. It just so happens she happened to get pregnant. Far as what you said earlier, is she supposed to keep going through this? It doesn't matter if Cardi B likes girls or not, or however, if she has a problem with the way Offset cheats or whatever. That doesn't even make any sense. Because rather she likes girls, that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get that. She obviously has a problem. She obviously has a problem with it, because the bitch went over there to that club and tried to fuck up them two girls. So
right.
She obviously has a problem with it. It's not.
That's very true.
She's not okay. She's not okay with this. And back to the and furthermore, I don't think it's just a nasty coincidence that Cuban Doll was in that video, but I would hope and pray, because I like them. I like Nicki Minaj and Cardi B both, but I would hope and pray that Nicki Minaj has better shit to do than to be fucking calling people and scheming and fucking scamming. That doesn't make any sense. You would think that you would have something else better to do. And this is definitely, and as far as TMZ paying that girl, they definitely paid her. But the comment that bothered me the most. Oh, of course. Because how many people, she's a video vixen. Out of all the years that everybody's been watching TMZ, how many video vixens you know ever had a fucking TMZ exclusive? None. I can't think of none. Black China wasn't even on motherfucking TMZ when she had that shit with Rob and all them other people. But so my point about that is her comment in the video that really kind of disturbed me. And I thought, you know what, I ain't never heard a hoe apologize for being a hoe.
Right.
When she said, oh, I didn't know how serious their marriage was. Are you stupid?
That's why that's why I'm trying to figure out, was this bitch, is she stupid enough to be put up on either side? Like, whether, is she stupid enough to be paid by, you know, Nicki or outsiders just to cause some commotion? Or is she stupid enough?
It's gotta be.
Or is she stupid enough to have a conversation with Cardi B and Offset and the team over there and say, listen, we want to use you, and we're going to pay you X amount of dollars to say that you're sleeping with him, and we're going to have cause this commotion because we're getting ready to drop X, Y, and Z, and we need a buzz right now. Like, is this a strategic play, and she was willing to do it for some money? Like, is this...
I think it's definitely a strategic play, because these girls, some of these girls are willing to do anything for a fucking check. See these girls expose rappers and trying to and texting rappers and texting people all the time trying to get a fucking check. So it's definitely some type of money involved. But the whole
okay.
thing about it is, it's like, but it's.
We got to move on, Carla. We got to move on. Thank you, babe. We got to move on.
Thank you. See ya.
Love ya. See ya. All right. Okay. So, yeah, it's a lot going on. Shout out to all the people just coming into the chat. Where we are right now with this whole thing is I feel like this girl is getting paid off. I also feel like we've just shown proof that Offset has clearly wanted or had a thing for foreign women and Cuban women, if you will. Okay, so let's take this private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, how are you? I'm great.
Oh, it's sad. It's honestly pretty sad, but there are no coincidences. Like, that doesn't exist. There are no coincidences. So you are pretty much dotting the I's, you know, crossing the T's, putting it together. Yes, there's definitely a connection.
Don't you feel that way?
Yes, there are no coincidences. Like, that word is not real. There's always, something always happens for a reason. Always.
I'm just trying to figure out, where did the foreign girl come into it? Because I don't feel like these two stories are the same. I don't feel like they're connected.
It might have just been, like you said, he may have been just searching around to see, you know, which one was supposed to be with the main one that he's trying, because I do think that the main one that he's trying to deal with is the Cuban doll. So he may have just been trying to figure out who's going to be with that main, you know, her.
Right.
That's what I think, because, you know, obviously they're trying to hook up to see what would happen. And then finally he got smart enough to realize, like, wait a minute, are you guys recording this? Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? He finally got a little paranoid and was like, oh, wait a minute, and, you know, kind of bowed out, like, no, but it was already too late.
Yeah, well,
because,
we got to take some more calls. Thank
love
you,
love you, bye.
I love you, bye. I'm still trying to get that girl to come in because I know she's watching. She just commented because I messaged her, and she said, LOL. So I want everybody.
See, I hope she does.
I want everybody to spam her inbox. Her Instagram name is MMMForeign. And let her know
that she's going to
call in. Let me put her name up
here.
She's right there. She said she was going to call in earlier, but then she started hitting me with dollar signs, so I'm thinking she want to get paid. I'm not paying for
that. Yeah, no. She better come on while it's hot before the story goes. You know, it don't last long.
Thank you, Lucy.
Yes,
bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so shout out. I missed two donations. Shout out to the $5 donation, and shout out to my girl, Coyote K. She always comes through with the motherfucking coins. Yes, God. All right. So get her inbox and let her know that she needs to call in. We need her to call in right now. Okay, boom. But tell her we do not have no money for her, and I am getting hot in here, okay? All right, let's keep it pushing. All right. Her name is MMMForeign on Instagram, okay? Okay, 786-0629, you're live on the air.
Hi, Amon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I love your show. I just started watching it, and what I think is basically she's just letting him, they're separating so he can feel that, you know, learn his lesson so they can get back together, because I don't think she really want to leave him alone. But for some strange reason, I do believe that there is a back part that someone's paying. And I'm from Miami, so I know how these hoes get down here. They're very greasy. And, like, I'm very rare with, you know, with the females down here, but they can be very shiesty, and they will be up in your face. And it may be the person that's closest to her that's giving whoever's paying this little hoe on the side to do all this stuff. And Offset, he's so blind to the fact, you know, pussy have no face. So with that being said,
he don't see that they're trying to torture his wife. He just seeing pussy. And I just hope they should leave him alone for good.
Yeah, and do you think it's going to last?
No, with him, no. No, going to be who he is, and it may take something tragic, God forbid, for him to act right. And it won't be no time soon because he think he's just that hot. And he's handsome, you know, he's not all that.
I heard that, Carla. What
yeah,
I think the porn girl just, she was watching, so she made her page private.
Well, she bought the dollar sign. I don't.
Okay, thank you, Carla. All right, area code 302-8571. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. I just wanted to call. I just wrote stuff down because I know we're moving fast. It's Sugar and Spice. So first of all, I do believe that TMZ is paying the girl, obviously, because she sounds stupid and she sounds so young. I don't understand what Offset is doing with these young girls. They just, it's overrated. And then the next thing I wanted to say is to the caller, the older woman that was saying that Cardi B should stay. This prompted me to call because I wasn't going to. First of all, you don't sound smart for an older, wiser woman. And people are going by the Bible, but if they want to go by the Bible, then straight up, if there's adultery, you can divorce them. You never tell somebody to stay with somebody. And then this is the last thing. I had all this stuff, but and the last thing I wanted to say for the ones that saying, because there are people saying, well, single women always say you should be single like them because they single. No, if they're happy, I'd rather you be single than deal with somebody like that. So I have so much more, but I know we got
to go ahead. What else you got to say?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Cardi is pissed off at Offset, and that's why she put that picture out. Now, to me, in my opinion, she had that picture hidden because he probably wanted it hidden because maybe he had some insecurities. Offset's caliber, like you were saying, is definitely Latina, Asian, light skin, foreign. 6ix9ine video, I really hope Nicki's not involved because I like Nicki, but it sounds like opportunity and it's strategic, so I can say that's possible. And let me just see here. I think that was all I wrote down.
Okay, well, thank you.
That's pretty much what I want. I'll be calling again. But I love you. Have a good night.
Love
I'll be
you
listening.
Too. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, so if a lot of people are confused about who this girl was, because a lot of people didn't get to see this video, this is the girl right here. She was the one on FaceTime with him, and a lot of you guys didn't get to see this video. So let me show you the video, actually, one more time. This was the video. That was her, Summer Bunny. So I don't know. I'm a little bit torn, but I just feel like there's some bullshit going on, and I don't really trust any of these niggas all the way. And hold on, let me see. We got a private caller. I'm ready for one of these hosts to call in. Hello?
Hey, TMZ ain't gave me no bag.
Girl, this is definitely not you.
But I'm on. TMZ ain't gave me no bag. You need to give me the bag.
Listen, baby, I'm finna hang up on your ass. What you got to say?
Love you, Mom. Bye.
Bye. Because, baby, you definitely don't sound like Summer nothing. Okay, ain't a Summer your boy. Okay. So basically, I'm still trying to figure out what's going on. The girl made her page private. She wants the foreign girl want to be paid, and the other girl is getting paid by TMZ. Let's take another caller. 817-7103. You're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hi,
this is Cozy. So I've been listening to it or whatever, and honestly, I feel like they've been married. They were married before everybody knew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that they came out with this album. They went on tour right after they came out and said, oh, yeah, we've been married. And now after all the shit with Nikki, now these bitches that are affiliated with Nikki, mind you, Nikki just had the two twins that Cardi B got into it with in her new video. Am I wrong?
Right. You're right.
That shit just is not mixing up to me. It's not. I feel like it's extra shit going on behind the scenes, and Cardi B is just finally tired of it. Because today she finally got the picture of her baby.
Right. So you feel like she wasn't able to do that before?
Right. I feel like it's a whole lot of extra shit going on behind the scenes still with Nicki Minaj. And now she just wants to be, she just doesn't want any part of it. So she's just like, okay, well, fuck it. It's just me and mine now.
And now she dropped the picture. Because I was wondering, like, why would she drop the picture of the baby today? Was Offset controlling her? Because there was a point in time where he was telling her she can only post three times a day or once or twice a week or something
exactly.
like that. Like, he was controlling what she was able to post on social media.
Exactly.
Well.
And wasn't this girl in the Fifi video, wasn't she supposedly trying to be cool with Cardi B too?
Yeah, well, I don't know that part. I don't like to lie.
Because I seen it on Instagram, and they were like, well, you were saying that you were trying to be cool, or was it the little Indian girl? I don't know. It might have been a little Indian girl, but one of them was supposed to be reaching out to Cardi B, and Cardi B
was
responding.
Well, no, so what happened was Cuban Doll was supposed to be cool with Cardi B, but and then the little Persian girl was alleging that that Cuban Doll was willing to have a threesome with Offset, but Offset had inboxed the Persian girl. They were texting, and Offset said, I want Cuban and you.
He probably didn't want the Indian girl, but he couldn't tell Cuban Doll that he wanted to fuck her straight up.
Right, so he was just going to fuck them both. But I'm trying to figure out who put up the summer girl, who put her up to recording Offset. I just
exactly.
played the clip where she was like, Offset, this is the girl. Like, I feel like she did that. Somebody put her up to it. She was willing to do
mm-hmm.
it. And the shit got out. And now she's embarrassed.
Yep.
Like, she wasn't built for that. So now she can't take the ridicule, the criticism. She's scared. So now she's buckling.
Exactly.
So that's why I feel like somebody bigger and more impressionable told her, girl, do this.
Do this, because there was another video out with the FaceTime with between her and Offset.
Right.
And you can't find that anywhere anymore.
Right.
I went online trying to find it. I was like, I know I've seen it, and now it's nowhere. So, yeah, she probably did that for some other powers. Because, I mean,
that's
I know y'all
insane.
Are bloggers or whatever, but bloggers take sides. And I'm sorry, with the Cardi B and the Nicki Minaj beef, you knew who was for who.
Right.
Everybody were posting their own opinion, so who's to say that some of these bloggers aren't coming up with these stories for Nikki? Because
well,
we all know she kind of falling down, and she do got a new mixtape coming out, so this would be awesome for her because she's been in the news, but the only time she's in the news is pertaining Cardi B.
Yep, well, I don't know. We will see. We got to take another caller. Thank you, love.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, that was good. All right, let's take another call. 832-1307, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so hopefully the chat doesn't mind me playing devil's advocate, but I do feel like it can be a hoax because if we're talking about promotion, every time Tekashi wants to promote a song, there's always bullets everywhere. No matter what,
right.
There's always bullets. Whenever Nicki wanted to promote her Queen album, all of a sudden she was fighting with Kylie and Travis and they baby, and she was fighting with Safari about his hairline and that he got it done. And I just kind of feel like, you know, maybe Cardi is, you know, faking this breakup with Offset because people are pinning her and things, and she'll have music that they're going to promote together. But then again, she never posted her baby before, and she even cursed TMZ out and even Daytime Tea Time out when they posted the videos on their blogs. So I'm over here like, well, I feel like within a matter of 2 weeks, they're going to get back together. They're going to get back together right when it comes time for their music to come out, and everyone's going to go over there. They're going to get millions of views. But at the same time, the 8th caller that you had, I do believe her, where she says that there are casting calls. I don't think that Nikki is involved with that. All the video vixens are there because they want to be like Amber Rose. They want to be like Chyna. So if you sit here and say, bring the girls that can jiggle their ass for 3 minutes straight in a music video, those are the people that show up. I don't think Nikki has connections like that. I mean, if she does, that would be terrible, you know. She shouldn't do
right.
that. She shouldn't be involved in things like that. But I do feel like there are casting calls, like when you're an actor. You go to an agency, they sign you, people are looking for you, you go do your job, you get paid, end of story. So the fact that everyone's trying to say that Nikki is involved in this, where's your proof? Where's your receipt? Where's this? Like, come on, not even TMZ can find something, but everyone sure as hell feels like all these girls are at Nikki's beck and call. They're doing all this because Nikki
said
so.
Well, no, I
so.
Think that
and,
people feel that way because it's like, how did the girl end up in the Fifi video? Why is Nikki friends with the two girls that Cardi is going to court over? And why is it that a girl that was in a video with Nicki Minaj is blasting Offset? Like, who dropped that footage? And why would you do that? Why are you recording Offset? Why?
But weren't the two girls fighting? Weren't the two girls fighting Cuban Doll and that other chick?
So these are
weren't they
are
fighting and all
entities.
Of a sudden they wanted to release it? Yeah, two different entities, yeah. So I'm hoping that Nikki's not doing that. But at the same time, no one can find anything. Everyone's just speculating and throwing Nikki into it every time there's a Cardi situation and no one has anything. Not a meeting at Starbucks coffee shop, not a picture, nothing. So yeah, that's why I feel like it's a hoax, because people will believe anything. Did you see the little hoax with Travis Scott, that little quip? I mean, it's like, if you have nothing, sure, speculate all you want to. The more drama, the more views, right? But how can you say it's all done because of Nikki? Offset
all
was
right,
cheating
caller.
Way
we
before.
Take call. Thank you, caller.
All right, thank you. I'm subscribed.
All right, bye. Thank you, caller. That was a good call. Good call. Good opinion. Now, this is a loaded conversation. This is why I would have liked one of them to call in, but you know, like I said, we don't have any checks for these hosts today, so. We'll be watching this story. I'll be watching this story. I still feel like this girl is getting paid from somebody. I don't know who yet. If you're just joining us, please make sure that you guys subscribe to this channel. Basically, I feel like she's getting paid because none of her information is online anymore as far as the videos of her crying in her Instagram story on her Instagram Live. The only videos you can see of this girl is that the ones obtained by TMZ. So that's weird to me. On top of that, this girl has been featured in the Fifi music video. And Offset, it's been very clear that he has had a thing for Cuban Doll. You'll have to rewind the video if you have missed it. But there are receipts showing that Offset, well, let me just show you. The Offset receipt, the text, clearly you can look at how he texts here and how he texts there. And lastly, before we get up out of here, for those people that missed it, this girl was also in the, the Fifi video with Tekashi 6ix9ine and Nicki Minaj. So I don't really know what to believe at this point. I don't know who's in on what, but I definitely think checks are being cashed, meetings are being had, and strategic plays for views are happening. And I'm going to give you a little tidbit on why I feel like it's this tug of war. Let's just say I feel like there's quality control management, then there's Young Money. And who's going to be the top management? Who's going to be the top label? Who's going to have the top team? And I feel like it's a lot of shit happening behind the scenes. People are picking sides. That might go over your head right now. But if you just think about it, you'll see. You got Cardi B, Offset, with Amigos, Drake. Ooh. You got fucking Travis Scott from time to time. The City Girls all on one side. Then you got Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Tyga, Tekashi 6ix9ine on another side. Like, you know, I think it's a game of music. And who can be the hottest? Who can maintain on top? Oh, and we can't forget on this side, Kanye West from time to time. So I just feel like it's a lot deeper than we even understand. Like, we just have to unpack it all. It's just a lot going on. Okay, so I'm going to take one more call. 310-0209, you're live on the air.
Yeah. I'd like to basically kind of comment on the whole casting call situation. Like, basically, people are saying, oh, the music video is like a casting call situation where these are the video vixens that show up, and Nicki's oblivious and all this. And to the lady that just basically called in and was amening on the last caller, I like to just give her a very special The Original Bitch, because if these are the ladies that are showing up to the casting calls, how come we've never seen them in any other video? And just like every film, every show, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they background check these people. It's a whole new world. Like, no one's showing up on a set in Hollywood and you don't know, they don't know who you are, and you've been casted for their video. And then it's such a coincidence. Nicki's very intelligent and she's very strategic. I'm not saying she is wrong if she purposely had these, you know, ladies do her video, you know, maybe a little charity, maybe a little publicity. But at the end of the day, I mean, everybody's talking about it, but at the end of the day, let's not act like Nicki's just so innocent and she just doesn't know anything about anything that's going on. That's like how you start basically, you know, this publicity stunt where you're supposed to be like dating one of the Migos, like, you know what I'm saying? Or that's like your side piece or new boy or whatever the case may be. It's like you're trying to break up the clique. Basically, it seems like after you just said, oh, Cardi didn't want Migos on my music,
every
that's why I had to do it.
But this whole thing has always been watch your man, bitch, watch your man. Like, her whole thing has been like your man. Like, so she's always known that Cardi's man was unfaithful. So it was always that
underlying shade. Wait, but she dedicated one of the episodes of Queen Radio to basically dogging Cardi about, you know, having the strippers beat up and all this other stuff. So you knew who these strippers were. You know what I'm saying? Now all of a sudden they're in your video. You know, they didn't, even if that was the case, let's say Nicki didn't know anything about it. I love Nicki, but let's say she was totally oblivious to everything. When you show up, she knows who these ladies are. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like she had no idea. She had no clue. She's made an hour-long talk show basically commenting on them and their life and their relationship to Cardi B. I don't think anything's a coincidence in this strategic, you know, world that is entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
All right, caller. Thank you. All right, that was a good call, good call, good call. Well, we'll be definitely following this story, everybody. It's a lot going on. I really don't even know where to begin to add this bullshit up. But the baby looks good. And best of luck to Cardi B and all the hoes that are involved, okay? And so listen, if you've made it to the end of this video, that means you like something. Now, if you have any tea, any leads, feel free to email me at thearmonwigginshow lee@gmail.com. Okay? Email me any leads, any tea, but make sure you have receipts because we only deal in receipts and facts. Okay? Now we're about to jam out. Now, Beats by Exclusive Visions. Want to get your beat featured on my show? Email me at thearmondwiggins@gmail.com. And who knows, maybe your beat can be featured next. Beats by Exclusive Vision. Email your beats, y'all. I got some new beats. All right, y'all. Until next time, I'll see you soon. I love you. Who was in there today? What mods was there?
Remember how they brought those leaves up last time? Figured out what car to get. Now, where to find the best deal?
The best. Carter Road, 2 grand below market value of 5-star dealer rating. Ooh, I'm beef.
Car Gurus, buy great deals from time.
Deal victims are there because they want to be like Amber Rose. They want to be like China. So if you sit here and say, bring the girls that can jiggle their ass for 3 minutes straight in a music video, those are the people that show up. I don't think Nicki has connections like that. I mean, if she does, that would be terrible, you know. She shouldn't do that. She shouldn't be involved in things like that. But I do feel like there are casting calls like when you're an actor. You go to an agency, they sign you, people are looking for you, you go do.
So I don't really know what to believe at this point. I don't know who's in on what, but I definitely think checks are being cashed, meetings are being had, and strategic, I was thinking Nicki. You know, like, what, like, you know, people are thinking around, well, why'd you say Nicki? What's going on? It's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit to this story, okay? Now, I've reached out to a couple of the girls. Some of them, well, one of them is looking to be paid. So I...
What? Yeah. People are still commenting.
Hey, nigga, our family.
There's the pescatarian, the ovolacto vegetarian, and now the adelitarian. They've mastered croquettes with Adele's chicken and apple sausage, as well as the perfectly poised pamphlet. They're the perfect fusion of the best bits of.
Hey, everybody, this is my boss lady. Oh my God, Tracy! Tracy, live in my life! See, Tracy? And you?
You are absolutely late to both settings out. Hey, Jay.
Look at Boss Lady. She getting into it with Treacy. I don't know if you know Treacy.
What's the teeth in the back?
Is it looking around?
Board now. So this is a review on McCray. Okay. If she's this ugly, imagine its siblings run for the hills, looking like a camel. If he don't take his, do you want to play a game? Look at him somewhere. Fix it, Jesus.
Good video. I will say it starts to feel like people starting to maybe get their notifications.